Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nazir Daf Lamid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 9 lines from the top of Daf Lamed at the new Mishnah. Before we begin the Mishnah, we glance at the side of our marked Daf Gemara. We have a Nosei / Mivneh heading. You notice Roman numerals 1 and 2, and a double underline. These are markings you'll see in the Mishnah. Mi Shehoya, we've double underlined that expression. You'll see cases of people whose father and or themselves were Nazirim. Shnei Deos B'mau Hatziur Shel Ish Shemegaleach Al Nazirus Aviv. This is a concept we've seen in the past, a son having the right to use the sacrifices that his father had set aside for his own Nazirus, and the father died. Can the son use those either monies or sacrifices that he set aside? The Mishnah. Ho'ish megaleach al nazirus aviv. V'ein ho'isha megalachas al nazirus aviha. A son has the right to benefit from the funds or the animals that the father set aside. We should be more specific and speak about the funds, the monies that a father set aside. A daughter cannot use those monies for her own Nazirus, namely the monies that her father had set aside. A son, yes. A daughter, no. Ketzad. Now, most often when you see the word ketzad, you're expecting an illustration of what was said just before. In this case, and you have this also in the first Mishnah in Maseches Makis as well, and in our Mishnah here, it's very much dependent on the girsa that we follow. We'll be following the text that we have at hand, realize that there are other versions. But at the initial case, this case, Roman numeral number 1, you will see that this is not an illustration of the son benefiting from the funds that his father had set aside. So that even though the Mishnah opened up with that halacha, that a son can benefit from his father's Nazirus funds, those funds that were earmarked for korban purchases after the conclusion of his Nazirus, the opening does not illustrate that. In other words, the first example doesn't illustrate the opening of the Mishnah. So we continue. Mi shehoya aviv nazir v'hifrish mo stumen al naziruso umeis. A man that had a son. This man, we call him the father, accepted Nazirus. He vowed to be a Nazir, set aside monies, did not define the monies, didn't specify which monies are going to be used for which kind of korbanos. And then the man died. V'yomar, Hareini Nazir, and the son then said, I am accepting upon myself a vow of Nazirus. Almenas shagaleach al mois abo. Conditional upon my being able to use the monies that father had set aside for his own Nazirus. Omar Rav Yossi, Hareelu yiplu l'nedova. Ein ze megaleach al Nazirus aviv. In a case like that, where the son accepted Nazirus upon himself only after the demise of his father, those monies are to be used for nedava, not for the son's nezirus. Nedava, the purchase of ola-type sacrifices for the mizbeach. Ezehu megaleach al nezirus aviv, what is the example of a son benefiting from the father's funds for that were set aside for nezirus korban purchases? Mi shohaya hu ve'aviv nezirim. Notice here, the son was a nazir at the same time that the father was. In other words, in the father's lifetime, they were both nezirim. V'hifush aviv mos stumin l'nezirusu meis. The father had set aside monies for the purchase of the nezirus korbanos, and then the father died. Zehu shemegalech al nezirus aviv. In a case like that, the son can use those monies. So you don't have a case of the son accepting nezirus conditional upon the father's using the father's funds. After all, he was a nazir together with the father. The Gemara, my taima. Why do we say that a son alone and not a daughter can benefit from the father's nezirus funds? Om Rabbi Yochanan, halacha hi benazir. Rabbi Yochanan, consistent with what he has said in the previous sugya, that this is an oral tradition with regard to nazir. In other words, it's a tradition dating back to Mount Sinai, and we don't have any specified reasons for that. The Gemara asks, Pshita, my lememra, what do I need to rely on some type of oral tradition for this particular teaching? It's obvious, de ben yoresh es aviv baslo. In the rules of inheritance, we know that if you have a man that leaves sons and daughters, the son is the one that inherits. A daughter does not inherit. So what do I need the halacha l'moshe misinai to tell me that a daughter does not use the father's funds? The Gemara answers, lo tzricha, the halacha l'moshe misinai is necessary de les le elobas. A man died leaving only daughters. In a case like that, she is an heiress. The concept of a daughter being excluded from inheritance is only when she survives her father's death along with a son, along with her brother. But if she is a sole heiress, namely there's no male offspring, so she is an heiress. She inherits the father. Mahu detema, without the oral tradition, I would have thought Yorshin Gemirin law. Without the Mishnah, I would have thought that the oral tradition says that heirs, those who inherit their fathers, have a right to use the funds that the father set aside for the Nezirus Korban purchases. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Komash Malon Halocha. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is here to tell me that it's not this idea of using father's funds is not a subcategory of the rules of Yerusha, of inheritance, but rather that which governs the use of father Nezirus funds is oral tradition. And oral tradition says son, not daughter, regardless of the daughter's status as being an heiress or not. Before we continue, we have a topic heading on the side, the Nosei, which reads Shitas Rabbi Yossi. We're going to be looking into the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who v'aviv hayu nezirin, in a case where they were simultaneously nezirin, ben megaleach al aviv. The son has a right to use the funds the father had set aside, and of course, father died. Aviv hayu nazir umeis, in the case of the father dying, having been a nazir and then dying before the son ever became a nazir, so the mois are the nedava. Mahu shitas rabbanan? What is the opinion of the rabbanan? Do we say hahefech me Rabbi Yossi, that we simply say the rabbanan are the opposite of what Rabbi Yossi taught? Oh, b'shnei hamikrim diliel haben yigaleach al nazirus aviv. Or possibly the rabbanan hold that not only in one case but in both cases. We featured above with Aleph and Beis under Rabbi Yossi. In both cases, the son is allowed to use the father's funds. The Gemara, Ibai Eloho, Pligi Rabbonin Ole de Rabbi Yossi Olo Pligi. Do the Rabbonin argue with Rabbi Yossi? Or maybe they don't argue whatsoever. Maybe Rabbi Yossi says the halacha, but it's something that's unanimously accepted. V'intin salom apligi, and if you say that there is a controversy, aresha o asefa, we glance at the Rashi on the top line. V'intin salom apligi, aresha hu de pligi rabbanon. Do the rabbanon argue with Rabbi Yossi in the resha? The amri shaf migalech al nazirus oviv. That even in that case, the son has a right to use the father's funds. Below shani luhu the rabbanan bein reisha l'seifa shebekulano yish megaleach al nizirus aviv. According to this possibility, the rabbanan are saying that in all cases the son can use the father's funds. Oh, a seifa pligi, or maybe the rabbanan argue in the seifa de la rabbanan sviralu ipcha. The Rabbanan might hold the opposite. The Lamai de Shmilu Rabbi Yossi de Omer Bereisha the Ein Ze Megaleach on the Zirus of Svirlu the Rabbanan Ave Megaleach. That which Rabbi Yossi said in the Reisha, son does not use father's funds. The Rabbanan would say son does use father's funds. Who might come Rabbi Yossi b'Seifa Davin Galeach Svirlu the Rabbanan Deino Megaleach. And that which Rabbi Yossi said in the Seifa that the son is Megaleach, the Rabbanan will say the opposite. So the question has been presented. Toshma. We attempt to answer this question. Now notice we have a bracketed section, and we're in our marked Gemaras, we're showing you to go to the Rashi and read the framed section in Rashi. This represents the girsa that we're going to follow. You'll notice markings in the Rashi. House markings around the expressions huvi oviv or just oviv. These markings parallel the markings we saw in the Mishnah, so that you'll be able to see the shitas rabbanan and compare it to what we saw in the Mishnah and then come to the required conclusions. What we should point out though is that most of the source will be a reflection of Rabbi Yossi, so don't expect to see any differences in the source till we get to the very end. At the very end, you've got, in addition to Rabbi Yossi, you have those that oppose him, and they say, their names appear, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda say, Zehu Shemegaleach al Nazirus Aviv, and from that we're going to draw our conclusions. So now, the text, as we see it in the Rashi, notice the frame section. By the way, if you need to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. So the Gemara, in response to the question, what is the Shitas Rabbanan, we feature the following source. Toshma, we're reading in the Rashi now. Ketzad Omru Ho'ish Megalech al Nazirus Aviv Misha Hoya Huv Aviv Nazirim V'Hifrish Aviv Mo'os l'nazirus umeis. You have a son and a father simultaneously observing nazirus. Father set aside funds for the purchase of his sacrifices, and the father died. Zehu shemgalech al nazirus aviv. Where they are simultaneously nazirim, then the son can use the father's funds in the event that the father died. Avo mishahoya aviv nazir v'ifrush aviv mo'os l'nazirus umeis. If you have a person's father having been alone a nazir and set aside funds, and then the father died. The Omar and the son said, I will be a nazir on condition that I can use the funds that my father had set aside for his nazirus. Hare Elu Yiblu Linadova Divre Rabbi Yossi. In a case like that, where the son entered Nazirus only after the passing of his father, that represents a case where the son cannot use the father's funds. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, three great Rabbonim saying, Zehu Shemegaleach al Nazirus Aviv. In this case, you notice there's a limitation expression with Zehu. It's in this very case that the son is allowed to use the father's funds. What does that leave you to think about the other case? Then you cannot use the father's funds. So according to these Rabbonan, where the son and father were simultaneously Nazirim, they will say the son cannot use the father's funds. So you have what we would call a polar machlokes. Klomar. Now we continue reading in the Rashi. Notice the dashed underlined section. Midako Amri Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yehuda Behech Braisa Zehu Shemegaleach. From the fact in this source, where they use the expression that in this case the son is Megaleach, uses the father's funds, Almo Da Resha Seva Bligi, we are able to conclude that they, the Rabbanan, argue in the Resha case and the Seva case. Let us turn back to the Gemara text. You'll notice triangles appear on the side of the Gemara under the Nosei Mivne heading. She'elos b'mosai v'ezen esiva samrinu sheben megaleach al nezirus aviv v'eich mischalkim haksofim. We're going to be asking when and under what circumstances do we say that a son uses the father's funds, and how are the monies distributed? You'll see that throughout the Gemara, there's an im timtze lomar structure, namely, a second question is built upon making an assumption regarding the previous issue. The Gemara, boi rabo, yesh lo shnei bonim nazirim mahu. Let's say a man had two sons that were nazirim. Hilchaso gemirin law. Is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that governs this topic called the kodim megaleach? The son whose Naziru started first is the one to benefit from the father's funds. Oidilma, or possibly Yerusha Gemirin law, upalga havi, or do we say that the rules of inheritance govern the distribution of the funds, and if there are two sons, they would then split the funds for the purchase of their Nazirus Korbanos? Boy Rava, Bechor Uposhut Mai. Let us describe a case of a man who had been a Nazir, and he set aside funds, and he also happens to leave a firstborn son and a poshut, the regular son. Just maybe a brief word about a firstborn, and that is that in the laws of inheritance, according to the Torah, the firstborn son, if he has the first child that he had was a boy, was a male child, he is entitled to Pishnaim, twice as much as any other brother. That's as far as the rules of inheritance are concerned. So now we have the two sons that we started off with that were both Nazirim. So Rava asks, what is the law going to be when you have a firstborn and a regular son? Mai. Hilchaso gemirin law, v'hilkoch lo boy geluchi lefum mai deshokil. Do we say that this is an oral tradition, and therefore the distribution of the funds is not based on how much each son takes in general from the estate? And therefore, even though one of the two boys is a firstborn, he will share equally in the funds that the father left for the Nazirus purposes. Oy Dilma, Yerusha he, or possibly this halacha, in other words, this concept of Ben Megalech on the Zirus Aviv follows, or is governed by, the laws of inheritance. V'chihechi d'shokil pishnayim Hachi Megalech. And just like in general from the rest of the state, regarding the rest of the estate, the firstborn would take a double portion, so too regarding the funds left for Nazirus purposes, the firstborn will get a double portion. And if you take the approach that the laws concerning Megaleach al Nezirus Aviv are based on the laws of inheritance, Bechulin hu de is le pi shnayim aval behegdish lo al dilma kevan de koni le legiluach lo shna. In order to appreciate this, we look at the Rosh commentary. You'll notice the Rosh in the lower part of the page. We have it noted with markers. If you say that the din of giluach, the din of money distribution, bechulin hu di islay pishnayim, kagon shomar aviv, elu mos lenezirusi, v'lo omar lekorbonas nezirusi. The concept of firstborn getting twice the amount is in a case where the father had initially set aside the funds, saying these funds are for my nezirus. Where the father did not earmark the funds, calling them korban nezirus funds. Avo behegdish lo, him omar le korbanus nezirusi. However, if the father had, labeled the monies for korban nezirus purposes, the father is then putting it in very clearly into the realm of sacrifices. And maybe under circumstances like that, the money, since they've been labeled sacrificial money, the law of a son receiving pishnayim will not apply. So let's reading that back in the Gemara, the line that we read, Bechulin hu diisle pishnayim, avo behegdish lo. Only if the father had said, Hare Elu, he says, I dedicate these monies for my Nazirus, then we would say the firstborn gets the double portion. But if the father had said, these funds are for my Hegdish, meaning for my Nazir sacrifices, then they would split equally, even though one of them is a firstborn. Odilmo given to Koni Le, Legiluach Loshno. Or, since you say that the funds were initially set aside for the purchase of sacrifices, even without specifying the word korbanos, we will still make no difference. And since that, and following that approach, we would not make a distinction then whether he said le nezirusi or le korbanos nezirusi. Another situation, Aviv Nazir Olam, Vahu Nazir Stam. Let us say the father had accepted upon himself a Nazir Olam type vow, and the son had accepted upon himself a standard 30-day Nazirus. Aviv Nazir Stam, Vahu Nazir Olam, or vice versa. My. What is the law now with regard to the funds that the father had set aside? Ki kemirin yuchusa b'stam nezirus. Do we say that the idea of a son using the father's funds is only true when you're dealing with a standard, undefined nezirus? Standard, undefined nezirus is a 30-day nezirus. Or dilma lo shna. Or maybe the oral tradition, the hilchusa, doesn't make a distinction between stam nezirus versus nazir olam. The Nazir Olam, of course, is something we've defined several times earlier in the Masifta. It's someone who accepts upon himself Nazirus permanently, but every period of time, we'll say every 30 days, he has a right to lessen the burden of hair on his head, and when he does so, he brings sacrifices. So one possibility is that the halacha mishnah said applies only to stam nazirus, and not in this case, or possibly we don't make any distinction. And we continue in saying that you might say, in other words, if you say that here we were dealing with both the father and the son maintaining nazirus in a state of purity. Boy, Ravashi, aviv nazir tameh vu nazir tor, aviv nazir tor vu nazir tameh mai. Let us say that the father or the son, one of them had become defiled in his nazirus. Now, a person who is a nazir and becomes defiled has to bring sacrifices. If we look in the Rashi, Boy Ravashi, toward the end of the Rashi commentary on this perek, he says, "Heichod aviv nazir tameh vu nazir tor." Can the son use the father's monies? So the father would have, if the father was the one that became tamei, he would have set aside monies, and the nazir tamei brings a part of his sacrifice that he must bring is a bird offering. Now birds are much less expensive than animal offerings. Can the son add to the father's tumah korbanos, birds, which are a part of it, and buy his animal sacrifices that are required upon the termination of his nazirus, or the completion of his nazirus? So, likewise, if the father was a nazir tohar and the son a nazir tameh, can the son use those monies? He'll be using them, part of those monies, because the bird offerings that are characteristic of the nazir tameh are much less expensive. So he can he use part those monies that his father had set aside and buy his own bird offerings. So this issue of, we'll say, the nazir type discrepancy in terms of tumah tara is, the Gemara concludes, teku. This remains unresolved. The teku might very well also be a reflection on the questions raised earlier, where there was no stated conclusion. As you can see, we were zoche, we merited finishing the fourth perek of Nazir. Mirtz Hashem, in our next shir, we will begin the fifth perek. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.